Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has come off second best following a grilling by Year 9 students from Newtown High School. During an impromptu Q&A session on the grounds of Parliament House, the PM awkwardly deflected questions about carbon pricing, asylum seekers and, of course, gay marriage.
It's a definitional thing.
I have a lot of gay friends and it's really sad to think they can't get married just because they're attracted to the same sex and that's very, that's really
I'm getting a clear message, all right? Okay. Let's have a bloke's question, okay?
Also hammering the marriage equality message home this week were the stars of Modern Family.
You know what's even crazier? That there's no marriage equality in this country.
Wait, is that true?
Yes, I was surprised to learn so myself, but the High Court struck it down or something. I don't know. And even though 65% of Australians are in support of marriage equality.
Well, I do know that 99.9% of Australians love Mitch and Cam.
I've heard that statistic.
That's Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street, who play gay dads Mitch and Cam on the sitcom. Back in January, Jesse Tyler Ferguson pledged $10,000 to Australian marriage equality to support the reform down under.
New Zealand music sensation Lord has pulled up Kyle Sanderlands after he quizzed her on her relationship with Taylor Swift. Appearing on Kyle and Jackie O's Kiss FM Sydney breakfast show, Lord and Sanderlands certainly weren't on the same team when it came to this question.
He's bringing in your bestie Taylor Swift to see you guys' pictures everywhere. Are you guys like together now? Not together, like as in lesbians. I'm not talking about Ellen together. I'm talking about, like, you guys are friendly, right?
What do you mean you're not talking about Ellen together? Is there something wrong with lesbians?
Oh, my God, no. I would love that.
What are you trying to say?
I would totally love that. Are you going to confirm now you're in a lesbian relationship with her?
Lord later berated the shock jock, telling Kyle not to bother pursuing the rumours.
Overseas now, and Lebanon has become the first Arab nation to recognise that same-sex relationships are not a crime. The decision came from a Beirut court in a case where the state accused a trans woman of having a same-sex relationship with a man. The judge presiding over the case ruled that although gay relationships are not of the norm, they don't come under Lebanon's laws of nature legislation. But this doesn't officially decriminalise homosexuality. However, it will encourage other judges to make similar decisions.
Briefly in the US, the estranged son of God Hates Fags preacher Fred Phelps has said that the 84-year-old patriarch has been excommunicated from the cult and is on his deathbed in a Kansas hospital.
And adult entertainment website Pornhub has revealed the ultra-conservative states of Mississippi, Louisiana and Georgia consume the most gay porn than anywhere else in the country.
Back home now, and Triple M footy commentator Damien Barrett has drawn criticism after a segment in which he argued that AFL crowds aren't yet ready for a player to come out as gay.
If you're asking me the question, is the AFL ready? I don't think the public is either. I don't think what would go on around the situation, it would be pretty brutal for that particular person. And I fear that because I think we in the media are more than ready for that moment.
Mm. And Cricket Australia has knocked back an invitation to join Australia's sporting codes in a meeting aimed at eradicating homophobia later this year. The heads of the AFL, the NRL and the FFA have agreed to incorporate an anti-homophobia framework before the Bingham Gay Rugby Cup this August. It's unclear why cricket boss James Sutherland let the invitation go through to the keeper, but Andrew Purchase from the Bingham Cup says the offer is still open.
And now with the rest of this week's action, here's Tanya Lewis with QNN Sport.
In the US, Major League Soccer is launching a new effort to stop gay discrimination and harassment in the sport. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says MLS will introduce a player code of conduct regarding sexual orientation and protect players that file complaints. The changes are a part of the Don't Cross the Line initiative that was implemented last year. And German soccer team Bayern Munich may be fined after its fans held up an anti-gay sign during a match against Arsenal last week. The sign featured a crude caricature of Arsenal's Mesut Ozil and referred to the team as gay gunners. Bayern may face an $83,000 fine from the governing body of European soccer, which will hear the case on March 20.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's it for QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. More news next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.